How did Prahlada acquire all good qualities without practical experience, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, Hiranyakashipu thought that Prahlada, being nothing but a small boy with no actual experience, might reply with something pleasing but nothing practical. Prahlada Maharaj, however, being an exalted devotee, had acquired all the qualities of education. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 755 Purport.
I know of the important verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam where it says that a devotee doesn't have to acquire good qualities on their own, they come automatically, as a result of the devotion.
Specifically, they acquire gunas up to the point of the Shuras, the demigods residing in heaven. Think about that for a second. The automatically derived principle is that bhakti accounts for behavior in sattva guna. Everything that a person might do to win elevation to the heavenly planets, which is not easy, already arrives when they simply engage in repeatable and consistent worshipable acts like chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Isn't the inverse condition covered, too?
Such as if you are not devoted to Bhagavan, what do your qualities mean?
Yes.
The entire verse is as follows.
Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinyachana. Sarvair gunastatra samaste sura. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Manurthe nasti dhavato bahi. Quote, one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna consistently manifests all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5.18.12.
There you go, thanks. Let's talk about Prahlada Maharaj for a moment, as I believe that verse matches his situation perfectly.
Oh, for sure. On both sides. You had Prahlada with every appropriate guna without the explicit pursuit. You had Hiranyakashipu, who thought he had everything, but in fact was worthless in the spiritual estimation.
Here is an obvious question, at least to me. It stands out from the juxtaposition of father and son. We know that Prahlada was very young during the time of his encounters with the envious father.
5 years old. The time you or I were likely into watching television cartoons and singing nursery rhymes, Prahlada was self-realized and not afraid to give discourses on the science of self-realization.
To me, so many qualities that we would consider good are tied to life experience. One of the first things they teach young children is sharing.
Don't play with that toy the entire day. Let others in the class have a chance. If you want them to share toys with you, you have to do the same for them.
Absolutely. There are so many life lessons. One that stands out from my personal experience is not boasting about accomplishments. Every time I have done so, somebody else was there to put me down. It is better to praise others for their hard work and achievement, especially when you have personal experience of the effort and perseverance required.
Here's the thing. At only 5 years of age, Prahlada lacked such life experience.
Right.
So then how did he have all good qualities? How could he be like a demigod without Vijnana, which is practical realization?
Your questions give further praise to the bhakti path. Devotion to God the person is so strong that no external factors are required. That is the meaning to unmotivated and uninterrupted.
Teshamevanukampartham. Ahamagyanjantamaha. Nashyamyatmabhavastho. Gyandipenbhaswata. Quote, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 10.11.
We know of no one who became so smart just through reading and hearing, but with Prahlada that was the case. The hearing had the effect of stimulating the outpouring of affection. The meaning is that there was genuine yoga, a link to the Supreme Lord. With his favor, it is easy to bypass the standard route towards knowledge. In closing, standard route not required, by bhakti itself inspired. That which from experience needed, where lesson upon lesson proceeded. For the devotee easily to come, equality with demigods one. Worthless traits on the other side, like Hiranya with enmity to reside.